Blog Talk Radio.
Clean and clear meditation with Steve Boy Ponder Beat.
About steps to success and some of the things that you can do to overcome obstacles while you're on your way to success. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I have a few callers that are supposed to call in. We're going to see if we can get a few people to call in and just give their experience and tell what they've done to overcome like some obstacles to success or some tips and motivational tidbits that they might be able to pass on to other people. I want to thank, first of all, Maxine Jones for giving me this platform to talk to people. I hope you check out some of my other shows, Money 101, Ask Baskin, where I talk to legal advice. Then we have my Racing Ties Don't Be Salty show, where we have relationship advice with comedians. So just chill out for a second with me. I'm going to see if I can get some people to call in. If not, we're going to just keep the show rolling and just have a few little tips about what you can do to stay motivated in the face of opposition. So hang with me. Thanks so much for joining me on Motivation.
Got my walking shoes on. I can't tell you where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. But at least the scenery is beautiful. And no matter what I do, I can't stop walking, no. I know it's the only way to go. And if I keep walking, I'ma be okay, It's not always about knowing why. Sometimes it's all about knowing what. And that's enough to keep you walking every day. Yeah, I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that if I keep on walking up, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, 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 when I see it walking up. Always waiting for something good to find you, but if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, 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 gotta keep on walking up. Walking shoes, walking shoes. Hey, I tell you when you gotta make up mind. Even though in winter feels like summertime. In the night you see the light of day, cause I've been blind for way too long and you can't take my light away. Even though all my times are half the time, I get unsure and hope for brighter days. I never let it slow my pace, so knowing failure ain't an option. I've been promised and I'm on my way up. Said I believe, I believe, but it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet, but I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking now, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. And I see it walking on. Yeah. Always waiting for something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, walking, walking. Gotta keep it walking on. Walking shoes on. Step two, step two, step three. Step one, step two, step three. Walking shoes. I was the light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet. These shoes, my shoes.
Walking shoes, walking shoes.
Walking towards the promise. Walking towards better land. Said I believe, but it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking down. Yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking on.
Much for joining me, everybody, on Motivation. Tonight's show is just really talking about what you can do to get support and how to stay motivated even if you don't have support. One of the biggest issues that I always hear, and one of the things that I deal with as an entrepreneur myself, is, you know, once you have this great idea or you have this event or you have this service or this product, now it's time to get some support, and that support usually comes in the form of friends or family or just complete strangers. So some of the things that I hear is that, well, as a local business owner or as a local entrepreneur, you know, I can't find a support. I can't get support. Well, the thing is, regardless if you have support or not, you just have to stay motivated. Staying motivated is the name of the game. That's what you're going to have to do if you want to be successful. Tonight, I do have somebody that wanted to call in, and he is an entrepreneur, and I wanted to just ask him, because in my book, Success Looks Good on Me, I always try to tell people like little examples or some advice on how they can overcome obstacles. I love to hear successful people talk about, you know, some of the problems that they faced and what they did in the face of opposition to be successful regardless of whatever they were going through. So if you would just welcome, his name is Patrick Crow, with me to the mic. And Patrick, are you there?
I am here. Thank you. Come on.
Hi, Patrick. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Well, you know, we stay busy, so it's been a crazy busy day. But when the opportunity came up to speak with everybody tonight, I'm like, let's put it all on hold, get some motivation out here. So
definitely, I appreciate you joining me tonight. So, Patrick, first of all, tell everyone exactly what it is that you do and how long you've been in business.
Well, I am a portrait photographer based in Dallas, Texas. I've actually been shooting since high school, but, you know, to stay motivated, I've been shooting since I was in high school, and I've taken a break in between those years, and it's, you know, I'm not going to date myself by saying I graduated from high school in 1992, but I've been shooting here recently, professionally, for the past few years.
Okay, sounds good. And what type of photography do you do exactly? And I think I lost Patrick, but hopefully he will call right back. He is somebody that is very inspirational and motivating because, a matter of fact, when I told Patrick about this new show that I'm going to do on motivation, he has just been, like, pumping it up, telling people about it, tagging people on social media. I mean, he is, like, a bulldog when it comes to that. One of the things that I do to myself to stay motivated is when I promote, I go out and I promote with the purpose of, look, I'm going to tell everybody and anybody who will listen. However, it's not that I'm looking for instantaneous feedback, because sometimes you won't get that. You're just going to have to go out there and just be a bulldog about it regardless. You're just going to have to go out there and say, well, look, I might not hear something today from that person. I might not get a sale today, but you never know what could happen or what might turn up in the future. So you just have to stay motivated within yourself. You're going to have to find out what motivates you yourself and then just stick to that yourself. I think I have Patrick back. Let's see if we caught him. Patrick, are you back?
I'm back now. Call drop.
Okay, well, he's back. I was just telling everybody what I do to stay motivated when I go out promoting. I don't look for instantaneous feedback. I might not get that sale that moment or that, you know, that very moment, but you never know what might turn out in the future. So I just keep in mind that, you know, every time I'm out there talking to somebody, making a phone call, setting an appointment up, I'm just planting a seed and I'm sowing it for the future. So, but you were about to tell us what type of photography you do specifically?
Portrait work. I work with people
And I want to make sure everybody hears you, Patrick, and I kind of lost you a little bit.
Oh, okay. Is it better if I speak a little bit more loudly?
Yep.
Does that work?
Yes. Sounds good. Sounds great.
Bring your phone a little bit closer to your face, Patrick. So I generally work in the creative industry with musicians, with artists, with painters. Those are the people that I kind of gravitate to and that keep me motivated in my work. So when we speak about motivation,
and I lost you once more, but you said you gravitate towards those people.
Yes. I gravitate towards people that keep me interested in shooting, people that produce work that I find interesting, people that are passionate about the things that they do. So that's how I stay motivated to continue creating my portrait work.
Right. Sounds good. So now, Patrick, the topic for tonight is how do you find support, maybe from friends or family or, you know, complete strangers, and what do you do to stay motivated?
Well, to find support, I just get myself out there. I think being in the creative industry, sometimes we, you know, lose that creative spark. And the way I continue with that is I throw myself in the middle of it. Here recently in Dallas, I joined the gallery circuit where I started exhibiting my work represented by the Artsy Monkey here in Dallas. So that was something brand new to me. And to stay motivated, I just would go to the shows, put my work out there. And you, like you said, it's about relationship building. You don't always get an immediate sale from when you first meet someone. But to stay motivated, it's about building relationships. You know, you meet someone tonight, that person could turn into a client 6 months from now or tomorrow. You never know.
Exactly.
Just build good relationships.
Exactly. And tell us again, Patrick, how long have you been in business?
I've been actually back in business since 2015.
Okay. All right. So now let me ask you this, because this is like a big thing that I always hear, and people say, well, I'm in business, I have this service, I have this great product, but I can't get my family member to purchase from me, I can't get my friend to support me. What do you say to that, or how do you deal with that? Is that an issue for you?
Well, you know, at first when I started out, that it wasn't an issue, but what I've learned is that your family and your friends should not be your main client. That should not be the people that you really market to. You want to build business off of people that you're not using as a crutch. Family and friends are going to like what you do because it's you, whether it's a good
mm-hmm.
product or not. So what I think,
and you know
what
that
you do, it's,
exactly.
It's,
and I didn't mean to interrupt you, Patrick. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that is so true. You could be scribbling with a crayon, and they're going to be like, oh, that looks wonderful. But, I mean, you can't always expect them, or you can't depend on them or rely on them to actually support you. You want to go out and develop your own customer base, your own market. And I do apologize for interrupting you. You were saying great information. So what were you saying as far as that was concerned? And what did you say? Could you repeat that?
Sure. I'm glad that someone else agrees with me on that because I
mm-hmm.
meet so
mm-hmm.
many people that become, you know, dependent upon family and friends to buy their business services. You need to get out in the street, get off of social media, and go knock on some doors
mm-hmm.
and get people, you know, interested in the product that you serve. You're not going to be
exactly.
able to make a living off of your family and friends. If that's the case, just go out and ask your family and friends for loans all the time because that's what you're doing.
Right, exactly. Wow. So let me ask you, what type of clientele have you had in the years that you've been in business, Patrick?
Well, since 2015, that's when I actually got back in business in San Antonio and recently moved back to Dallas. Dallas, Texas is home, Oak Cliff. The type of client that I generally that generally hires me is, you know, someone in the creative industry, an artist that
mm-hmm.
wants me to come out to one of their shows, a musician that says, hey, I'm going to be downtown. Let's get some headshots done for me.
Right.
So those are the type of people that generally contact me just from seeing my work on social media. Now, for other clients, that's where you have to get out and beat the street. You know, go knock on doors,
right,
use your card,
exactly.
or your information at different businesses. Step outside of your comfort zone. No, you never know
right.
who will turn into a client. You really don't.
Exactly. So let me ask you this, Patrick. So when you first started, did you ever have a point in the time that you were starting up your business again where you said, you know what, it's just looking like, you know, I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I really wish things would happen. They're not moving as fast as I wish they would. You know, have you ever, you know, had those thoughts run across your mind?
Every day.
mm-hmm.
I think as an entrepreneur,
okay,
you
so
don't
I'm
have
not
that,
alone.
You know, I mean, as an entrepreneur, if you don't have that thought cross your mind
mm-hmm.
at least twice a day, then something's wrong. You know, you're
right.
not you're not doing something because I
right.
go from about a sale to okay, where's the next sale going to come from within the span of 15 minutes. You know, that
exactly.
that's what happens to me on a daily basis. So.
Right.
You
that
get past
is so
it,
true.
You stay motivated. You know, you stay motivated.
That's so true.
That's different for each person. Each person has to find
mm-hmm.
his or her own type of motivation. But again, for me personally, it's surrounding myself with people that are in the creative industry that are passionate about the things that they do. Because if they're passionate
right.
about wanting to be photographed, that lights a fire under my butt to make sure I get them the best support work possible.
Exactly. You know, it's so funny. When I first wrote my book, Success Looks Good on Me, I'd actually go out and just sell the book face-to-face copies. And, you know, after I sold my book, I would be like, okay, wow, I'm surprised I sold that many. And then I would come back home and I said, well, I'm going to order I'm going to have a larger order next time. So I might order like 100 books. And then the books would come in. Patrick, I'd open up the box and I would be like, how am I going to sell all these books? And then, you know, before the end of the week, they would be gone. So like some of those internal fears that we have, they're just like made up or, you know, just something that we're concocting in our head, and not even fears, but just, you know, just little worries about, okay, where is that next sale going to come, or how am I going to do this? Sometimes if you just follow what you want to do, follow your passion and do what you want to do, it's just going to come, you know, and I've been learning that little by little all these years.
You know, and I agree
you know?
With that. And one of the things that I used to run into was that I was afraid to come out and really talk to people in public to share something that I feel so passionate about. But, you know, that was back in, like, 2015 and before. And now, I mean, like, for example, when you and I were chatting earlier today, I was at Walmart. And I noticed that the checker, her makeup was perfect. We're in Texas. If women that can have on perfectly placed makeup throughout the day, all day, you're a makeup artist, aren't you? So we started up a conversation. I told her about the summer project I have going on, all while she's checking me out, gave her my card. And, you know, she may be working with me on a project in the next couple of months. Just from me deciding to open my mouth and say exactly what was on my mind about her perfectly placed makeup in the Texas heat.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So don't be afraid.
So,
as a friend of mine, Tamara Gowans, an author, one of the things.
And could you repeat that for me, Patrick?
Sure. A friend of mine, author Tamara Gowans, she's based also in Atlanta, she's always told me, a closed mouth don't get fed. So
exactly.
And I'm just opening his mouth to any woman that I feel like may be able to help feed it.
That is so true. And, you know, one of my favorite phrases that I've been saying for years is, you don't get chances, you take chances. So you took a chance by just striking up that conversation and, you know, finding out what she's all about. And that could be more business for you. So there you have a new person for support on your team.
Exactly. And like what we were talking about earlier, you don't always get an immediate sale. You know, it's about building a relationship with people that you can help each other down the line. You know, and that may be a thing where I might not get hired as a photographer to work with her. I may hire her to work on my project, or she may call me with a referral from someone else that needs a photographer.
Right.
You know, it's about building a relationship.
Yeah, she might need you in the future.
Exactly.
That's so true. That is so true. And that, you know, that's why I love networking too, because sometimes, and it's the weirdest thing, but sometimes you might get some support from a complete stranger. Just like I just met you not too long ago, and you are like the biggest. I was just saying how you're like a hound dog on the promo. I'm like all about promotions and you know, marketing and putting the word out there. And, you know, so it's really, really encouraging to see someone like you to, you know, have you pumping up my my activities and some of the things that I'm doing. I really appreciate that, you know. And when somebody – what's that?
I'm sorry, I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I appreciate you saying that. When I see something that I believe in, that I, you know, want to support, that's another thing that I feel like I have to do to give back to the community. Someone like you who is out there motivating people, you know, to, you know, continue on with their passions, I'm all for that. You know, so I link you to that type of thing. And whenever you put something out there or anyone that is on your team, I'm going to share it out with people I think that can actually benefit from it.
Right, and I really, really appreciate that. This is going to be actually one of the shortest shows that I do, Patrick, because I'm actually on the road traveling to Florida, moving my daughter in. She has a new job, a culinary job in Key Largo, Florida. So I'm on the road, but this is a very, very short show. My co-host, he wasn't able to make it tonight, but he's Grammy-winning producer and drummer, Eric Seitz. And let's see. He might be. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make it. But I want to thank him for, you know, extending himself, lending himself to me and to my efforts. And also, Max. As a matter of fact, I think that's him right there. Let me just tune him in really quick.
Okay.
And I actually just talking about you, Eric. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, great. I have one guest on, Patrick Crowe. He's a photographer. And we were just talking you know, getting support and staying motivated regardless of whether you have support or not as an entrepreneur. So and, you know, I'm not going to – I was just telling Patrick I won't stay on tonight very long, Eric, because I'm actually traveling right now. I'm headed to Florida.
Okay.
But let me just ask you, Eric, like what do you say about, you know, getting support for some of the projects that you might have out or some of the things that you're doing, and how do you stay motivated?
And this is just my testimony. A lot of the motivation came before this was my profession. So as a child, I was already into what I'm doing now. I didn't know that it would go this far and that I would, you know, be doing things. But it's always made way for itself. It feels like that. But I know it's probably – my journey is my journey. And like I said, a lot of that as a kid, and I was off to myself with it too. I never – nobody
right.
really knew I played, you know, drums at school, you know, only at church.
Wow.
But, and I grew up, I guess I would say, bashful. So getting fast-forwarding, so, it you know, it was self-motivation. But now when I turn it into a business, it fluctuates. It fluctuates with the areas I've noticed that matters, because I've done events in different cities. I made it a point to travel around and not just do mine here in California. So since 08,
oh, so
you
like
kind
of widen out. The base, yeah.
Yeah, but I noticed that support, it fluctuates with areas a lot. So just being clever, I guess, with the approach, you know, whatever it is that's going to separate you from that herd. The motivation, man, I'm ever learning, it feels like. None of us have a finish line, you know, in it.
Right,
and it's a growth. It's still a process, so.
Right.
Agree.
So you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So you're really self-motivated.
Yeah.
And that's what I was telling Patrick too.
It's kind of, I stopped doing things for people. And that seems like when I started doing that, then the support came. What's funny is you'll get support from perfect strangers better than you will people you've grown up with too. So,
oh my God,
I don't share my dreams with everyone, you know, really, because that that could take away your motivation, and you know, they don't understand what it is you're trying to do. And I stopped explaining and stuff, and just started doing it. So the motivation comes from, because a lot of whatever we call success, some are successful and some are not. I'm not going to stop. I think the motivation, it just keeps coming from different places, though. My kids, I guess.
Right.
Still that, you know, keeping some kind of dream, you know. Or, you know, I'm just, you know, hoping to check off some more stuff, you know, and I'm not really trying to be complacent either. So I do find myself trying to do different things and being clever about that. So, but that motivation comes. But when you do accomplish something, I guess a lot of my motivation comes from that. Makes you want to see what else is possible, you know.
That's true. That's so true, Eric. Yeah. I was just telling Eric, you know, when I was out there selling my books, when I first published it, I would order more and more copies of books. And I was like, I would say to myself, oh, my God, how am I going to sell all these books? And then I would sell them, like, no problem. So I was just like, okay, I that made me know that I could do it. So that just motivated me or inspired me to, like, do more and to, you know, just be self-motivated and, you know, be encouraged from what I was doing.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. Well, I'm not going to stay on tonight because, like I said, I'm literally traveling right now. But I really want to thank you so much, Patrick, for tuning in. Can you tell people the name of your photography?
Certainly. Patrick Crow Photography. I'm based in Dallas, Texas, or wherever you need me to be. It's about getting out of that comfort zone, and I'm willing to travel. So.
Okay.
And I can be
found
there.
Okay, cool. That sounds great. That sounds great.
Thank you.
And how can I contact you on social media?
I'm also on Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
At PCrowPhoto, PCrowePhoto.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Patrick, for tuning in. I really appreciate you calling in tonight.
Yeah, man.
Have a great night. Eric, thank you so much for tuning in. Can you tell everybody some of the projects that you have going on or what they can look forward to?
The main thing on my plate at this moment would be my compilation. I do compilations, and they're called Project CDO. And these artists are just from different places around the country. Now I wanted to make sure it's diverse, so it's nice and diverse, being mixed and mastered now. So that's coming soon,
right?
And that's
okay.
Project CDO, CDO spelled SIDIOOO.
That sounds great. I mean, I love the last one. So if it's anything like your last body of work, oh my God, everybody's in for a treat.
There's a growth in this one too, so I'm excited for everybody to hear. Can't wait.
Right. It looks like you have more songs on this one as well.
You know what? I'm splitting it. It's two albums that I have finished. So volume two, I'll put out, and then shortly after that, volume 3 will be out. So you saw a list of probably that's more than half. That's one plus some from the new one.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Well, I really appreciate you, Eric. I was telling Patrick that, you know, as a Grammy winning producer and an accomplished drummer, you extending yourself to just give some inspiration and motivation to other people, that speaks volumes. So I just really appreciate you a lot. I want to thank Maxine.
You as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Maxine.
Thanks, Maxine, for giving me this platform to talk to people. You know, she's a real sweetheart for, offering this platform as well.
Touring with her, EV3.
Oh, wow. See, that's so, my world is getting smaller and smaller. I do so much networking, and everybody already knows everybody. But that's great.
Nice,
that's so wonderful.
Good. Yeah.
Exactly. So hopefully everybody will join us again, Eric, on the next Racing Ties and Eric Seats on Motivation. And, matter of fact, how can they catch your project or either the dates that you'll be performing as a drummer?
I'm performing mainly with Miss Patti LaBelle. So PattiLaBelle.com I know has under the tab of events. Probably the shows listed there. I'm also touring right now with John B. So
he's got
some dates, so look out for him on any of his sites. And he usually posts on social media as well. So the official John B, look out for that show.
So anywhere they can just find you.
I hope to say that.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, for joining me tonight. I'm really hoping that everybody joins us again on Motivation.
Just
keep on doing
Clean and
what
Clear
you do,
Meditation
Eric.
With Steve Boy Ponda Beat.
All right, have a great
night.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Be safe.
All right,
travel
you too.
All right,
thanks.
Bye.